A poll in today's New York Times shows that while President Bush remains very popular, there are considerable doubts about his economic policies, especially his plan to cut taxes. Yesterday, the president was in Indianapolis, part of a three-city effort to sell his program. NPR's David Shaper was also there, finding out whether Mr. Bush's salesmanship was effective.
Even though Indianapolis is the 12th largest city in the nation, it's quite rare for sitting presidents to visit here. Leaders in both parties say since the state has voted for Republicans in every presidential election since 1964, Hoosiers don't need convincing.
Bag your purse, please have it open.
That was certainly the case for those who got up early to stand in line at the Indiana State Fairgrounds yesterday to hear the president speak, including Marjorie DeBar.
I'm so excited. I could not be more excited than I am to get to see my president, especially this president.
The crowd of 7,000 inside the Coliseum enthusiastically embraced Mr. Bush's call for tax cuts. Michael Brown of Westfield, Indiana, says it would give the economy a needed shot in the arm.
I think it'll stimulate the economy and get things going that just needs a big boost.
Less than a half a mile away from the fairgrounds, the lunch crowd at the Soul to Soul restaurant had a bit more jaundiced view. David Collins says he would only expect that President Bush would want to be in a place where he could preach to the choir on taxes.
Since Indiana is a Republican state, then of course he's going to come here to drum up support for something that caters to less than 1% or 2% of the wealth in the country.
Many people in this restaurant say a lack of employment opportunities is their biggest concern. So customer Edna Price is a little more willing to give the president the benefit of the doubt if his plan can create jobs.
Indiana needs help. You know, and if the tax cut will help, then the president needs to do something soon.
It's a different scene downtown Indianapolis. People are on their lunch break, soaking up the sun around Monument Circle, the center point of the city. Most of the people here didn't get a chance to see or hear the president's speech because they were working, but many were thrilled that he was here. Andy Renke, who works in the exporting business, is supportive of the president's plan with the caveat.
I think tax cuts are possibly one part of it. I think also spending cuts would need to accompany a tax cut.
Local television stations went wall to wall with their coverage of the Bush visit, preempting programming to carry his speech and show his arrival and departure at the airport live. That's how retired school teacher Jean Bayer saw the president. As she eats breakfast at Cafe Patachou in an upper-middle-class neighborhood on the city's north side, she says the president's visit was great for the state, but she's not sold yet on his plan to cut taxes on stock dividends.
Well, I just wished I had something that paid dividends, which I don't have.
Other patrons of this neighborhood breakfast spot say they too doubt tax cuts will help the economy. But many other people in this culturally conservative state are willing to give the president's plan a chance. David Shaper, NPR News, Indianapolis.